This is John Batchelor speaking to colleague Grant Newsham, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired, for his new book, When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Grant very carefully identifies the Chinese goal, hiding their capabilities as long as it took for buildup. And then he remembers a conversation he had with a member of the National Security Council in the late 20th century. It is surprising to learn that at that point, 30 years ago, America believed that China was not a threat. More of this later this week. Grant Newsham, When China Attacks, A Warning to America.
Ultimately, it was a charade, a false face, as you say. The Chinese objectives have always been very clear. They've just not been able to act on them until fairly recent times. But the idea of regional domination, paying back their enemies for supposed past wrongs, and ultimately domination, the domination of the communist system worldwide, and probably into outer space as well, if you listen to them, that has always been the objective. But as was said, I think, by Deng Xiaoping, the Chinese leader, you know, bide your time, hide your capabilities, and don't show your teeth. And that's how they did it, and it worked very well. They presented this facade of a country that just wanted to make money, wanted to get rich, wasn't interested in foreign affairs, getting involved in that nasty business, had no military objectives beyond just maintaining control in the PRC. I remember actually asking a very prominent guy at the National Security Council, and this would have been the early 90s. I said, "What happens when China, you know, gets a navy that can operate worldwide?" And he assured me that China had no interest in a blue water navy. Just wouldn't happen. And that was